On the phone with us is Ohio State head coach Chris Holtmann. Coach, congratulations. Your first year as head coach, big turnaround. What can you point to as a big reason as to why this tournament turnaround happened at Ohio State? Congratulations, first of all, on making it the tournament.
Thanks, guys. Great to be with you. I think it was, you know, I've said that I just think our older guys, in particular, Jayshon Tate and Kata Bates Diop, the leadership that those guys had, they were hungry too. You know, we only have three guys on our roster that have played in an NCAA tournament, three returning guys. So I think the leadership that those guys displayed, kind of embracing a new coaching staff, was the reason.
Hey, Coach, I'm interested. I mean, you have an opportunity there being at Ohio State, one of the best universities in the country, and you also have the luxury of Urban Meyer is the head football coach there. Have you been able to get any advice from Urban Meyer as you took on the Ohio State job? Is he somebody you seek out?
Yeah, I have. I've certainly picked his brain on a variety of things. Honestly, I haven't had a whole lot of time, given that I just got here in June, but he's been great. He has been great, more than willing to help, and I certainly have tried to utilize him as just a guy to kind of listen to and pick his brain on things.
Coach Chris Holtmann with us, Ohio State head basketball coach. Okay, you guys are the number 5 seed in the West region. You play South Dakota State. Any early thoughts on that matchup?
No, they're really good. I think they're really good. Your record speaks for itself, 28 wins. I just think they're really gifted. They've got obviously a guy that many project as an NBA player in Mike Dom. He's big and long and physical and a mismatch issue, and they can really shoot the ball. And they played in this thing a while. This is their third year now, I think, third straight year or three out of four. It's been impressive.
Hey, Coach, we know about Kata Bates Diop, the tremendous year, jump from 10 points a game up to 19 points per game this year. But in terms of your guards, how important is it for C.J. Jackson to have a good tournament if you guys are going to make a run?
Well, you hit the nail on the head. He's got to play well for us. And if we need good guard play. When we've won games, it's been because we've had good guard play. And I think that you kind of know what you're getting with Kata and Jayshon, but we really need him to play well. And when he's been able to distribute and make shots and defend well, we've usually been at our best.
Ohio State head basketball coach Chris Holtmann joins us. Coach, I'm curious because I think a lot of people in the media, and it's kind of been evident this year, that they say the Big Ten is down. I'm curious what you would say to that. You did have teams like Michigan come on strong at the end. Of course, you guys at Michigan State, but you coached in this conference. What are your thoughts on just the conference as a whole this year?
Yeah, I don't totally understand that, to be honest with you. I think it's... What hurts us, honestly, is we did not do great in kind of the head-to-head challenges that you have, the ACC challenge or whatever, some of those marquee non-conference games. And I think once you struggle in those, it's hard to get the reputation back for your league. Having said that, I felt like we should have had 6 teams, but, you know, they're apparently the body of work didn't prove worthy of that, and unfortunately, Nebraska and Penn State were not in this, but we've got some outstanding teams. It's a really good league. I think before long, you'll see this league being one of the perennially best one or two leagues in the country.
Hey, Coach, I know you coaches don't like to do this, but at this particular point in time in the year, us fans like to reminisce to NCAA tournaments before, and Scoonie Penn, I remember him when I was growing up as a kid. I used to watch him play high school basketball in Salem, Massachusetts, and we all remember at Ohio State the great Final Four run that Scoonie Penn and Michael Red went on. What has Scoonie Penn meant to that program?
He's been awesome. Scoonie's great. He's great. He loves Ohio State, loves ball, loves the game, loves our players. You know, he can only do so much in his role because he's limited in terms of what he can and can't do. But man, he's been great, and everybody that's a Buckeye remembers the run that he went on. It was phenomenal.
Chris Holtman, our guest, Ohio State head basketball coach. So you lose in the Big Ten tournament to Penn State by just a point. For you as a coach, how do you use that as a motivator to keep your guys going moving into the national tournament? I mean, just a one-point loss, I would imagine you use that as like almost bulletin board material.
Well, I think, yeah, you try to learn from it as much as anything. And this time of year, you're trying to learn from wins and losses. And, you know, people ask me, hey, did you spend much time looking at that? Yeah, we did. We're trying to learn from it. And we've had a really special regular season, but each moment you're trying to learn from what we could have done better. And that's what we use that particular game for.
Hey, Coach, we heard that Tom Izzo took his team to Chicago, went to a Bulls game and whatnot, but it feels like that Big Ten tournament was like months ago now after everything that happened this weekend. What did you do with your guys in between the long layoff?
Well, we tried to do some stuff off campus. We took them off campus and did an inter-squad scrimmage at another site. On top of that, we had a meal with them. So when we practiced it in the morning one time, we just tried to mix it up in terms of what we were doing. And I'm glad we did that. I think it was a good thing for us. We had such a long layoff, and we've only had two games in the past 15, 16 days. So it's unique for sure, given the setup of the Big Ten this year.
Chris Holtman has been our guest, Ohio State head coach. Ohio State is the number 5 seed in the West bracket, playing South Dakota State. Hey, Coach, really appreciate the time. Thank you, and good luck in the tournament.
My pleasure. Thanks a lot, guys.